Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. We're going to talk movies and books today, because if it's February, it must be the Sedona International Film Festival time, the 25th anniversary, 25th consecutive, in fact, and Pat Schweiss, the executive director, will be our first guest today. Then, later in the hour, you'll hear my chats with two authors of recently published books. In fact, it just came out last week. One of those books is about an adoptive child whose parents, the birth parents, fell onto hard times, and the adoptive mother took in the birth parents. It makes for a fascinating story that any adoptive family will want to read about. The name of that book is Rock Needs River. And then the other author you'll hear about today is Liz Arch. She went through some tremendous trauma in her life, and she found a holistic and very healthy way to get out of it without the use of drugs. The name of her book, The Courage to Rise. So we'll be talking with Pat Schweiss and those two authors on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Right now, we've got some monumental deals on some of our most popular models. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $21,977. Or save over $7,800 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano all-wheel drive. The 2018 Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Or ride the fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,937. How about a new crew cab 4x4 pickup with a low payment? With $3,000 down, you can lease a 2019 Frontier for just $314 per month, or a 2019 Titan for just $349 per month. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Lease offers exclude tax, title, license, must finance through NMAC, expires February 28, 2019 on approved credit.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I hear that phone ringing. It sounds like a ring coming from Pat Schweiss. How you doing, Pat?
Good. How are you?
It's great to hear from you again. If we hear your voice, it must mean it's time for the 25th annual Sedona International Film Festival, right?
It is indeed. We're getting ready to start on February 23rd. 25 big years.
And one of the great things about this, if you followed the film festival over the years, you've learned the Sedona Festival attracts an awful lot of big Hollywood names. And you guys have really formed a great relationship with the legendary Ed Asner, who's appeared many times. And on this year's film festival, you've also got an 88-minute documentary called Ed Asner On Stage and Off. That's coming up Thursday, the 28th at 4:15 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. What accounts for your relationship with Ed Asner?
Well, it goes back, for me personally, you know, the organization's turning 25. This will be my 15th festival. And way back in 2005 when I did my first festival, Ed was my first celebrity guest. And he was such a gentleman, such a wonderful man. He was so giving of his time and talent and, you know, stood for hours signing autographs with people that, you know, he really became someone very, very special to me personally as well as the festival. And over the years, we've had him here for other films. He's going to be like the Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live, being a host so many times. This is going to be his fifth time back at the festival within a 15-year time span. And every year, our audience just loves him. And he loves how he's treated here. We have the perfect demographic for him. He loves coming to Sedona, and he really, really loves our festival, and we return that love. It's a great documentary on his life on screen, on stage, and off, his outspokenness politically, everything else. It delves into every part of his being, and it's a really incredible almost hour and a half film.
And kind of like his famously blunt and beloved screen counterpart, Lou Grant, Ed likes to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, doesn't he?
That's exactly right. And he's just, and you never know when, in a Q&A, you never know when he's going to go off the rails and go completely off topic and sometimes off color, and he's outrageously fun, and he's got a heart of gold. You know, last year we came, he was in a kid film that we did, and he sat in his wheelchair at the red carpet and greeted every one of these kids from the elementary and the junior high schools when they came to see the show. Posed for pictures, signed autographs. He's just a real gentleman. He's old school Hollywood, and they know who made them big, and that's the audience.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, Pat, that Ed Asner has earned 7 Emmy Awards, 5 Golden Globes, and he's a 2-time former president of SAG, isn't he?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, so he is the winningest TV performer with that number of Emmys. I mean, it's incredible that a man that his career spans so many, many years, and he's so recognized. And to have that title and have that title carry on all these years later is just fantastic.
Hey, Pat, with these 25 years in Sedona, we always hear about the Sundance Film Festival, Toronto, things like this. What makes the Sedona International Film Festival so special?
I think that if you ask audience members or even the filmmakers, what makes us so special is that while we have our celebrity guests, because every festival needs them, our true celebrities for the week are the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them like celebrities. We spoil them when they're here. Our hospitality industry donates them hotel rooms to stay. And that also translates to our audience. Our audience feels connected. They feel very personally connected to the filmmakers and all the guests that come. They chat with them outside the festival, outside the screening theaters, in the lobby, in the VIP lounge. They really feel a connection. So, you know, there's a lot of great film festivals around the world. You've mentioned, of course, the granddaddies of them. But what makes a festival like ours so special is that close, intimate, personal interaction that you get with the filmmakers. Plus, our selection of films, I mean, we probably have the best world cinema selection we've ever had from around the globe this year in the lineup. And so our reputation has grown from the filmmakers, from the audience members. So I think a combination of all that is what makes our festival so special.
Is it also true that on Sunday you're going to televise the Oscars live?
We are. We've got that on in 2 locations here at our Mary Fisher Theater and one of the locations at Harkins. And it's kind of become a tradition each year. And it's very, very fun because we have the audience pick the winners and we have a contest to see who picks the most winners that night and best dressed and all that good stuff. So people get a little dolled up and come and enjoy the Oscars on 2 of our theater screens.
You know, in traditional movie going, we don't like to hear people talking during the movies. But in the Oscars, I guess it's okay to talk back to the screen, isn't it?
It's okay to talk. In fact, we encourage. We encourage cheering and booing and all sorts of things because, you know, everyone, all of us have our favorites, who we want to win, who we think should win, and sometimes that doesn't jive with who does win. So we have a whole lot of fun and let the audience totally get into it.
And, you know, speaking of the Oscars, a movie a lot of critics thought was going to be one of the Best Picture nominees didn't quite make that, but it did get a Best Actress nomination for Regina King. It's called If Beale Street Could Talk. That's a wonderful film about a family and injustice, and that will be appearing at the Performing Arts Center in Sedona at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 23rd.
That's right. We are opening the festival with it, and I agree with you, and I agree with the people who are shocked that it did not get a Best Picture nominee. It is one of the best films of the year, and that's why we beg the distributor, please let us open our festival with this, because we feel really strongly that this film needs to be seen. It's an award winner, so we are absolutely proud to feature it in our lineup, and I agree. And Regina King, of course, is phenomenal in it. Very, very well deserving of the nomination.
And you've also, in terms of the different diversity of topics on screen, you're going to have, for music lovers, Joni 75, a birthday celebration, a documentary about Joni Mitchell. You'll also have the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Electric Church, won't you?
We are. We're going to take people down memory lane, and it's going to be so much fun. Because, again, this is our demographic. This is what our people grew up with. And two very, very diverse musical styles. Joni Mitchell, of course, a couple of months ago in November, they had shot her 75th birthday celebration at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in L.A. And all of her famous friends, Emmylou Harris, Graham Nash, James Taylor, of course, Nora Jones, all came on stage and performed her body of work over two nights, and they caught this on recording, so we've got the highlights from that concert, including a rousing, you know, rendition of Happy Birthday at the end and a big group sing. Great, great fun for Joni Mitchell fans. And then two nights after that, we're going to have the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Electric Church. This is part concert footage, part documentary about his 1970 appearance at the Atlanta Pops Festival as the headliner, and I'm telling you, Jimi Hendrix fans will be in heaven because they hear the majority of that concert interwoven with interviews from Steve Winwood, Paul McCartney, former band members, all the people close to him. It's really a wonderful trip, a nostalgia trip down memory lane in both cases.
And good timing, too, for the Jimi Hendrix Experience Electric Church movie, because just yesterday morning on CBS Sunday Morning, the Jane Pauley Show, they highlighted the Jimi Hendrix Electric Lady Studios. So that's a nice tie-in.
Oh, nice.
There.
It was. Someone else had mentioned that. I hadn't seen that, but I'm glad you brought it up because you're right. The timing is right, and I think they're going to put this film in theaters for a one-night event kind of later in the month. Mm-hmm. But they licensed us a chance to show it at the film festival. We're very lucky.
You know, in terms of different topics and reaching different demographics, you guys aren't afraid to cross some lines and get a little bit risky. You are also carrying a 102-minute narrative feature on Robert Mapplethorpe.
We are. Yes, and it is going to be a little controversial and a little bit, it's a biopic, so it's wonderful. So it's done as a narrative film style, and it's going to be released in theaters a couple of weeks after our film festival. And it really delves into the risque side of Mapplethorpe and what launched his career and the behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an unforgettable theatrical experience. And I love the fact that we're taking a risk. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there will be some people kind of looking the other way and scratching their heads, but it's really an incredible film.
I'm going way out on a limb here, but I'm just guessing Mapplethorpe is R-rated.
It is very R-rated. Yes, you are right.
Yeah, a great big R.
You know, I
was at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art to see a Stanley Kubrick exhibit several years ago, and right across the walkway they had a Mapplethorpe exhibit. And let's just say it opened a lot of eyes.
Oh yeah,
it's for a very select audience, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, well, at least even the poster image for the film sets the tone with the leather image of a man's crotch. So you can definitely imagine that this is going to be the kind of film that people are going to experience when they come.
Andy, you won't see this one on the Hallmark Channel, that's for sure.
Exactly.
You know,
no Oprah Winfrey or Hallmark, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you're also carrying, in this era of people accusing journalists of fake news and things like this, you're going right back to the root of journalism with a documentary called Joseph Pulitzer, Voice of the People, and I take that very personally because I grew up in St. Louis where the Pulitzer family published the local newspaper for over 100 years.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And again, we're really proud of bringing films like this that are going to challenge people With things being so fitting in the current political and climate and things like that, this is forefront of everyone's thinking and thoughts. So it's nice to be able to look back and see what was happening in the Pulitzer days, and how far we've come or not since that time.
And with the Joseph Pulitzer Voice of the People documentary, it's narrated by Adam Driver, who was nominated Best Supporting Actor for BlacKkKlansman. And ironically, Liev Schreiber is the voice of Joseph Pulitzer because it was Liev Schreiber who portrayed Marty Blake, the editor of the Boston Globe, for the movie Spotlight, which won Best Picture, the Oscars, just a few years ago for uncovering the Boston priest pedophile scandal.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, wow, you are brilliantly versed in all of this. I need you to come and host my theaters.
I read your notes.
And you're right about that. No, it's incredible. It really is. And I think people are going to, again, with names like that attached to the film, it always lends a bit of credibility in things, even if you know they're narrating or providing the voice, those kind of things. It's a passionate film. No matter where you stand on political issues, you'll take something away from Joseph Pulitzer.
Hey, Pat, how many films were screened for selection this year, and how does that screening process work?
We probably screened, we think, about over 1,200 films for consideration, and we weeded them down to about the 100. Well, we actually did an official count. It's officially 177 films in the lineup. And it goes through a very rigorous screening process. We've got about 30 volunteer screeners from all walks of life, from you know the professional field, from the Hollywood field, from just a general film goer, film lover, single people, married people. We really want a vast mixture of people to experience these because that's what's going to experience them at our festival. So each film is seen by three different people at different times on their own. They rank them in six different categories, and then the head of that particular committee, the documentary features, the narrative features, or the shorts, weeds through all those comments and watches them themselves. And the high-rated ones go right to the top, and they're automatically in. The low-rated ones, it's on a scale of 1 to 5. Anything that gets less than a 3 is out of consideration. Anything that gets a 4.5 or above is automatically in. And then we re-look at those that fall in between. So it's a really incredible process. Again, we want the process to mirror the experience of going to a film festival.
Sure.
A film has to grab you immediately because you have no choice than to grab the audience when they're at a film festival screening. That doesn't grab you within the first few minutes. You know, you're ready to walk out of the theater. We don't want that. So we go through a very, very incredible process that takes months. We start this process in the summer, and we finish it right around the holiday time, right around Christmas time in December.
And you said around 1,200 films are considered, correct?
Yes.
Consider that with the Oscars, in which the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has 325 films across the year to choose from. You guys really go into this and come out with the gems, don't you?
We really, really do. And every year you just go, you know, for example, I said I'm so proud of our World Cinema Package and all of our films got the greatest documentary lineup we've ever had. And every year you want to be able to say that. So when that festival's over and everyone says, I don't know how you're going to top this next year, you know, we scratch our head and just hope that we can. And never fail. Every year the product gets better and better and better. There's still the dogs. There's still the bad ones that you wish, you know, we would never have witnessed as we're looking through the films. But for the most part, you know, filmmaking itself has really, with the advancement of technology, the films are better and better that we're looking at each year.
Hey, tell us about some evening events you have scheduled too.
We do. We have, you know, we're very, very blessed that this incredible community rallies together. We are the largest multi-day organization or event in Sedona. We're actually the largest event in Sedona and certainly the largest member-supported organization in Sedona. We're very proud of that. And we're very lucky that these incredible partners either donate or significantly underwrite the parties each night. So our filmmakers that come in from all over the world get to experience a different party, a different gala, a different reception every single night. So, you know, some of the highlights, we're actually going to be at Mariposa, one of the greatest restaurants you'll ever experience. We're going to do a Mariposa Monday. And so there's going to be a big reception on the Monday of the festival at Mariposa. We're going out to the Enchantment for our red carpet gala, and anyone who's experienced the Enchantment knows what a special experience that is. Mm-hmm. L'Auberge de Sedona, Steakhouse 89, Poco Diablo hosts our awards brunch, Sedona Rouge, Red's Restaurant, Lanning Gallery, Gerardo's, and the Greg Lawson Galleries. We literally have something every single night for all of our special VIP guests and high-dollar supporters and donors and pass holders.
Wow. How many people in the community are engaged in different aspects of this festival?
You know, it's hard. Someone asked me that question. It's hard to put a number on that because there's just so many. You know, we get our, not only do they donate the parties or significantly underwrite the parties, they also provide, the restaurants and some of the resorts provide food in our VIP lounge to feed our filmmakers every day when they're here. And they donate those outright. We don't pay for any of that. Mm-hmm. Our incredible community spoils and fawns over our incredible guests and at their expense as part of their support of the festival. Plus, with our memberships, you know, we have over 1,000 households in Sedona are members of our festival, our year-round festival family. Not to mention the hotels in this town rally together. The hospitality industry donates us over 900 room nights to house our filmmakers free of charge during the film festival week.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. I to put a number on that would be almost impossible just because there's so many people involved in each of those different aspects. But it's a very large portion of the community.
With all these filmmakers you're bringing to town each year for the Sedona International Film Festival, do you find them taking note of shooting locations around northern Arizona and putting us more in the camera's eye, shall we say, for future films?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and it has happened here. You know, we actually, some really fun things that have kind of transpired is not only do they come back and shoot a film or a commercial or a photo shoot, a magazine photo shoot here, when they discover our beauty, it's just pretty incredible. But they also, this is kind of a little, we've become this melting pot to foster collaborations and things. There are many filmmakers who have met at our festival and not only fallen in love with the place to shoot the film, but to collaborate on their next project, to work together, to write and produce and direct their next project together. Last year, for example, when Richard Dreyfuss was here, a filmmaker met him. They talked about their next project, and right now, this week, they're shooting the film that was fostered kind of out of the Sedona Film Festival. That relationship came from the Sedona Film Festival. There's a short in our festival that's less than 2 minutes long, a beautiful little short called For Sale Baby Shoes, Never Used. And the two filmmakers, the actor and the filmmaker, met last year at our festival, and they sat during our festival and wrote a treatment for this little short film that tells so much with absolutely no dialogue. They went out a week or two after our festival, shot it in San Diego, and they're bringing it back for the festival. But it was birthed here at the Sedona Film Festival. So not only does our place automatically attract, let's shoot the films here, it fosters those kind of collaborations and connections.
And you know, those people who come in for the festivals, the celebrities, they make a lot of new friends, even if people are not familiar with their work. You mentioned, of course, before Ed Asner, Richard Dreyfuss. I know Cloris Leachman was there a couple of years ago. Let me pass along something that I saw in Los Angeles just a few years ago at the Samuel Goldwyn Theater. They had an honorarium for Gregory Peck, who was getting a U.S. postage stamp. And the guest speakers in the theater were Sharon Stone, Morgan Freeman, Christopher Dodd, Laura Dern, people like that. Sidney Poitier was there. My goodness, I couldn't believe it. And at the very end of the presentation, as everybody was starting to leave, you had these ushers walking around going, no pictures, no pictures, no autographs. Meanwhile, Jimmy Smits, who has starred in L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, Dexter, you know, he's a big TV star.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Smits walks up to people saying, you want a picture? Come here. Let's take a picture. You want an autograph? Come over here. He made so many friends in that theater that day, and I can imagine an awful lot of your celebrity presenters and guests do the same thing just by talking with the people, right?
They really do. They really do. And it's really quite remarkable what happens. Again, in the lobbies, outside the theaters, in the VIP lounge, it's all very closely a very close-knit family. They all become families. We, in fact, when we're doing the awards brunch on the final Sunday, we talk about it being like summer camp, when everybody is together for 9 days or 7 to 9 days, and then all of a sudden they leave. You know, you feel sad because you've gotten so close to these people over those days. And that's what our audience feels with them, too. I mean, we've had people who are coming back. There's a couple of filmmakers who are coming back for their fourth time, mm-hmm. and they don't even need the hotel rooms that we're donating. They met some people that they met here at the festival, and they're housing them at their house because they had so much fun and got to know them. So, you know, it's these kind of connections that are made outside the screening rooms at the festival.
25 years of the Sedona International Film Festival. Patrick Swice, what a pleasure always talking to you. Have a great time at the festival, and give us some information where people can go to your webpage for the schedule of presentations and films.
Absolutely. Just go to SedonaFilmFestival.org, and right on the homepage you're going to see a giant box that says Film Festival Schedule and Grid. Click on that. You'll be able to watch trailers of all the feature films, see the pairings, the times they're showing. Individual tickets go on sale on Monday, the 18th, and it's going to be a great, great ride. 25 incredible years, and we're celebrating with a phenomenal festival this year.
And we love talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. That is Patrick Schweiss from the Sedona International Film Festival. Boy, some great things to see up in Sedona, and it's coming up soon, so go to the website and check it out for yourself. Hey, stay tuned, because we've got a couple of great authors coming up and local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax scoring mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 877-687-1427 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $49 a month for 3 months. Call Cable One at 877-687-1427 for details. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. With Valentine's Day coming up Thursday, we all talk about different kinds of love. Well, how can you repay a priceless debt? Vanessa McGrady, the author of Rock Needs River, a memoir about a very open adoption, says, "When my daughter's birth parents became homeless, I impulsively invited them to stay with us without clearly thinking it through. It was wonderful in some ways, terrible in others, continuing to be a roller coaster of love, truth, and loyalty. This book is our story." Vanessa's book also discusses the best kind of true love is the kind you don't and can't even plan for, how birth parents have the most untold stories in adoption, there are no normal families, the major system failures for indigent parents and the homeless, the joys and challenges her family faces versus other parents and families, and how Valentine's Day can be different for adoptive parents. Well, there is a depth of love unmatched in the book, Rock
Rock Needs River by Vanessa McGrady, and it all starts with her adoptive daughter's birth parents. Vanessa, take the story from there.
Hello. So when my daughter was born in 2011, we maintained a relationship with her birth parents, and a couple years later, they became homeless. So we invited them to stay with us.
Now, every family, of course, is complicated. Nobody has a perfectly linear story. But if we're lucky, our stories are laced with love and compassion and humor. What are some of the of those examples that you experienced with your daughter's birth parents?
Well, you know, when they came to us, and it's definitely not a regular situation. There is no playbook for what you do when your birth parents come and become homeless and stay with you. So there were just some funny things that happened. For one thing, Bridget, her birth mom, and I decided to replace a lost teddy bear, and we had this whole scenario planned out. So, you know, I found a replacement teddy bear, and then a neighbor came to the door and put the teddy bear by the door, and then, you know, she rang the bell and ran away, and Grace answered the door, and there was the bear, you know, with like a little satchel and a little scarf, like, you know, coming home from the war or something. And you know, and we thought we'd really fooled her, and then Bridget wrote a letter from the bear that she was, you know, away jamming in a band with Hello Kitty. And, you know, and the next day Grace was like, well, where's the real rainbow bear?
Yeah.
So, you know, so like there were just some funny things like that happened. And, you know, but also when three adults and a toddler are in a small two-bedroom apartment, there are also some challenges with, you know, space and privacy and expectations and boundaries and things like that.
Not only that, but before Grace was born, I understand you spent 2 years trying to adopt, correct?
Yeah, the process was about 2 years from start to finish. So that included paperwork and classes and background checks and, you know, getting everything in order on my end. But it was like being pregnant for 2 years, but also like being pregnant for 4 days, because we met Bridget 4 days before Grace was born.
Did you find yourself with your daughter's birth parents in the home? Did you find your daughter being pulled in different directions?
Not really. I mean, she has, you know, I'm her mom. She always knows that. And I, you know, have always been very secure in that. There was nothing that Bill or Bridget did to, you know, challenge that. And they were very respectful of my role as her mother. They were very loving with Grace, but they also had, you know, a bit of a distance. And they never, you know, tried to make her think otherwise. There was a point where it became a little bit anxiety provoking when they had left, but then they would come back periodically when they would, you know, miss the cutoff for the shelter, or, you know, every now and then they would try to come back. But there was a time where I did have to stop inviting them in because it was causing a lot of anxiety in our household. So I had to say no.
Yeah, your book talks about what you call a bottomless well of conflicting emotions, increasingly difficult decisions with missed opportunities, regret, social chaos, and broken hearts, correct?
Yes, that's how we describe it, yes.
Now, I understand your book also deals with major system failures for indigent parents and the homeless.
That's right. So, you know, I think, so for a lot of us, we think, and this was my approach too, as a, you know, just a middle-class person, well, if I were homeless, I would do this, you know, and you'd, you know, come up with a strategy and figure out how to get a job, and you would get, you know, your medical issues fixed by the free system. And that always seems like, oh, well, why wouldn't you just do this? But there are just so many places where the system fails homeless people and indigent people. You know, for example, if you're on a prepaid cell phone, you can't be on hold for 45 minutes with an agency that's going to help you. Or, you know, if you're in a shelter, you have to leave at 7 in the morning with all of your belongings in a shopping cart. How are you going to look for a job that way?
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many ways that it just doesn't work. And we have this, you know, band-aid and patchwork of solutions throughout the country, but nothing's really addressing, you know, whatever the root of these problems are.
Now, you've described your book, Rock Needs River, a memoir about a very open adoption, as a love letter to Grace. Now, how old is your daughter now?
She's 7 now.
And has she had a chance to read the book yet, or will that come later?
Yeah, I've read her parts of it, and then she has been at my reading, the first reading that I did to kick off the launch of the book. But she basically knows most of this, I think. And I don't think she's old enough to read it right now. I mean, we're still working on Elephant and Piggy books. But you know, someday she will be, and I think she's going to understand it differently at different parts of her life.
Now, I understand that you are bi-coastal, born in Manhattan, raised in Washington State, with a bachelor's from New York University, a former radio and newspaper journalist, waitress, playwright, actor, bartender, dating service owner, and corporate communications and social media strategist. Do you prefer the term eclectic or Renaissance woman?
Wow, Renaissance sounds really good. Thank you. I'll take that one.
Well, we also understand you write about personal finance, feminist parenting, and health. Your work has appeared in New York Times, Oprah.com, Jezebel, Forbes, and many other publications. How can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of Rock Needs River?
Well, they can go to rockneedsriver.com. They could actually order a signed copy if you want to, but you can also get it at your independent bookstore or online. Really, anywhere you would get a book, you can find Rock Needs River.
And we wish all the best for you and your adoptive family. Thank you so much for taking them in and writing about it. It's a heartwarming story just in time for Valentine's Day. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you, and lots of love to you and your listeners.
Love is out there. It may be in the arms of a family after a long cross-country road trip, next to a crackling fire at the perfect trailside campsite, or just making it to the store and back safely, no matter the weather. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way and the place for you to find it just about anywhere. We welcome you to our new state-of-the-art dealership to test drive the Subaru of your choice. Then, with your purchase from February 8th through the 14th, you'll get a gift certificate for either Rose's Pizzerias or Barley Hound, chocolates from Pralines of Prescott, and flowers from Florian, along with your new car keys. It's a sweetheart special from Findlay Subaru Prescott during our True Love event, where a portion of each sale is donated to nonprofits right here at home, like the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott, to help continue their work locally. The True Love Event at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Watch Detail. Prescott Pro Watch are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 11th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Cottonwood couple who got stranded near Wickenburg is home safe.
Last Tuesday, the southern unit of the Yavapai County Search and Rescue Team responded to a call for help near Wickenburg. A Cottonwood couple was camping in Calamity Wash off Constellation Road. With no maps or navigation tools, they lost their way. They asked some passersby for directions but took a wrong turn and ended up deeper into the rugged terrain. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains,
"Now stranded as it was growing darker and colder, they just
decided to start a warming fire and called 911. The call to 911 allowed YCSO dispatchers to obtain their cell phone's location. The rescue team was called out. A hasty team of two 4x4 trucks were sent to the location, which was high atop the ridge south of the box of the Hossing Upper River. Nearby, a team with another utility vehicle stood by if needed.
The couple was located at around 9:30 that night. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny today and tomorrow, showers arriving Wednesday through Thursday night. Highs today near 43 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to 51 Tuesday and Wednesday, 47 Thursday. Chilling after bedtime tonight to about 19. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today near 52. Tomorrow and Wednesday, 60, with Wednesday and Thursday showers cooling Thursday's high to 56. Tuesday's pre-dawn low around 25. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Las Vegas Golden Knights live Tuesday night at 8 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, we all at some point suffered trauma in our lives, but sometimes it might not be a severe life event as you may think. Well, whatever its source, without productive ways to expunge it from our systems, it can stay with us on a cellular level, changing our brain, inhabiting our body, creating a vicious cycle of physical and psychological distress. So, what can we do? Well, in her new book, The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma, Liz Arch offers valuable insight into understanding the nature of trauma. Now, Liz, I understand you are not only an author, but a certified domestic violence counselor advocate, and I believe it all started with your own traumatic experience with domestic violence, correct?
Yes, yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, I grew up kind of surrounded by witnessing on the periphery of my family tree domestic violence, and then experiencing it later in my own life as an adult, being in intimate partner violence relationships, and understanding how that really impacted my life, how it really shaped my life and influenced my nervous system. So it created issues like hyperarousal and nightmares. I would have flashbacks. I was always on high alert and scanning for danger. I ended up with chronic fatigue because my nervous system was just so tired from being so wired all the time, and was ultimately diagnosed with panic disorder and agoraphobia as a result of some of those traumatic experiences. So my goal is really to let people know who have been through these similar experiences that they're not alone and that healing is possible.
Now, in your book, The Courage to Rise, you offer a triad approach to healing trauma by addressing the three primary areas where trauma lives, correct?
Yes. So we address the brain, the body, and the gut, which are all interconnected.
And what are some of the symptoms that the body exhibits under trauma?
Things like chronic pain, so it can really get stuck in our muscle, in our muscle memory, and then anxiety, depression, fatigue, insomnia, digestive issues, a brain fog. So all of these things can actually be symptomatic of trauma.
And in the brain, you talk about relieving yourself of repetitive thought patterns, overwhelming feelings, and painful memories. Describe that process for us.
Sure. So I really start to tap into the research that's out there about mindfulness and using mindfulness to actually change our brain. There's been fascinating studies out of places like Harvard that have done MRI scans of people's brains, taken non-meditators and scanned their brains and then put them through an 8-week program of mindfulness and seeing how just 8 weeks of a mindfulness practice can actually create detectable changes in our brain structures. So pulling us out of what's known as our sympathetic nervous system response, this stress response, and starting to reprogram us into more of that parasympathetic nervous system state.
And that third primary area where trauma lives is the gut. Describe for us what you consider mood-killing food culprits.
Yes, there are so many of them, and they're hidden in our diets. The biggest one is sugar. Blood sugar swings and sugar crashes can lead to irritability and mood swings, anxiety, fatigue. They can deplete us of vital nutrients and minerals that help to stabilize our mood. So sugar is a big, big one, and it's hidden in everything from, you know, pasta sauce to salad dressings. So really looking at where food sugar is. And then things like gluten, caffeine, alcohol causes nutritional deficiencies. And then the book takes a look at what healing foods we can incorporate into our diet that really help to stabilize our mood.
Now, one of the great things about your book, The Courage to Rise, you've got 30 recipes, delicious and nutritious. Describe some of those recipes.
Sure. So we really use these gut healing ingredients that are anti-inflammatory, things like turmeric. There's a wonderful turmeric latte recipe. There is a bone broth recipe, which is really fantastic for gut healing. And then there's other recipes that, you know, there's breakfast, there's smoothies, there's lunches, dinners. So, and they're meant to be really simple and really accessible. So you don't need a lot of time or a lot of fancy ingredients. You can find these ingredients at your local store.
Now, you're also a yoga instructor and martial artist. How has that helped you to overcome trauma?
It's been huge for me. Really connecting. I always say, you know, we can't feel what we can't feel, and that's the power of yoga, is really connecting you to your physical sensations and to create a safe space where you feel grounded and more present in your physical body, and that's the layer that lets healing begin to unfold.
When people experience different kinds of trauma, even minor depression, do you find they're a little bit too quick to ask their doctor for a pill when the resolution might be right there in front of them?
Yes, so I never want to shame anyone for using medication. It can be life-saving if needed in certain circumstances, but I do feel like there are ways to absolutely look for things like food first or going to exercise. There's research that shows that exercise can be just as effective as antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication. So using these things first, these holistic natural methods that have no side effects, and seeing if that helps first before going to a prescription.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have 66,000 Instagram followers. You've got 14,000 Facebook followers. Tell us about the Purple Dot Yoga Project.
Purple Dot Yoga Project is a nonprofit organization that uses yoga as a healing tool to support and empower individuals affected by domestic violence and trauma. So we offer free one-on-one yoga to survivors of domestic violence. We also lead trauma-informed yoga teacher trainings, and we have chapters in Florida, California, and New York.
Now, in your book, you also walk your reader through 12 signature primal yoga movement sequences and transformative breathing exercises. Describe those for us.
Sure. So there's different movement sequences for whatever you might be experiencing in the moment. So things like depression or anxiety or insomnia or chronic pain. So the movement sequences really combine yoga with elements of Tai Chi and some self-healing breath work that help to pull you out of, again, that stress response and really evoke the relaxation response.
The name of the book is The Courage to Rise, Using Movement, Mindfulness, and Healing Foods to Triumph Over Trauma. The author is Liz Arch. Liz, how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy of The Courage to Rise?
They can find me on my website at lizarch.com, and the book is available on the HarperCollins website, Barnes & Noble's IndieBound.
Very good. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax scoring and mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, you heard me talking to Pat Schweiss from the Sedona International Film Festival about all those great movies coming to Sedona. Well, there's a great TV series that's calling it quits after next season, after 11 years on ABC. It's Modern Family. You know, those kids are growing up rapidly, and the network is already talking about a series spinoff. Now, I've always been grateful to Modern Family for giving me positive feelings about Ed O'Neill, who plays Jay, the family patriarch, because before this series, every time I saw Ed O'Neill, I'd think of Married with Children. The show had always made me nauseous. Well, a few years ago at the Paley Center in Beverly Hills, the cast and the production execs met the audience to talk about Modern Family, and the producer was asked by a viewer why they film 30 episodes per season
when most sitcoms do between 18 and 22. He explained, look at these kids on the show. They're growing up fast, and we have to get them on film while they're still kids. Well, they're no longer kids, and the show will cease production and go off into rerun heaven after next season. Now, most network TV series have to run at least 100 episodes before they go into syndication. Simple reason being that when you're running in prime time, people only see you once a week. When you're in syndication, they may see you every day. So you end up repeating yourself real quick if you don't have a whole lot of episodes to syndicate. Well, Modern Family is around the 200-225 mark right now, so that will not be a problem for them. If you're a baseball fan, you heard last week about the death of Hall of Famer Frank Robinson. At age 83, he was not only a most valuable player with Cincinnati and Baltimore, he was the first black manager. He was a player manager with the Cleveland Browns, as well as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. When he was the Giants manager, he really took his pitcher, Jim Barr, to school one day. Barr was being relieved, and instead of waiting for Robinson and the relief pitcher to get to the mound, as tradition dictates, and hand him the ball, Barr started leaving the mound a few seconds early and softly tossed the ball to Robinson, who grabbed Barr's arm and ordered him back on that mound until the reliever got there. Well, he was that kind of a guy. He was a great respecter of baseball's traditions. As a kid, I used to watch him invade a pinch and just terrorize the National League with the Cincinnati Reds, whom they took to the World Series in 1961, losing to the Yankees. When he was traded to Baltimore for a Milt Pappas, Jack Balchin, and Dick Simpson, he tore up the American League so much that he won that league's MVP award. And one way he did it, he changed his batting stance. When he was with the Reds in the 60s, his batting stance was just like Paul Goldschmidt. He would hold the bat parallel to the ground over his shoulder. When he got to the Orioles, he held the bat vertical. Why? Because in the National League, the umpires would call the high strike. In the American League, and this is back when the leagues had their own umpires, in the American League, they would call the low strike. So he adjusted his batting stance for that and won the MVP and took the Orioles to the World Series. Boy, what a ball player. Frank Robinson, he would crowd the plate fearlessly, even against the hardest throwers in baseball. He will be missed. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4, and join me right back here Tuesday with my guest, retired aviator Dave Hamilton. He's the guest speaker this week at Embry-Riddle and members of the cast of the PCA's current production, A Streetcar Named Desire. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.